the Skagway Assembly will weigh options for a port grant set to expire in 6 months. And the Haines Mobile Business Committee recommends less restriction. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more, up next. The ferry Matanuska is sailing an altered schedule for about a week due to mechanical problems. It will delay Juneau to Port Rupert sailings, which include stops in Hoonah, Sitka, Cake, Wrangell, Petersburg, and Ketchikan. This Thursday's Haines sailing is also affected. The ferry was originally scheduled to arrive at noon. Now it will arrive at 9:15 p.m. and depart at 10:45 p.m. Alaska Marine Highway spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says the problem is with one of the Matanuska's two main engines.
It wasn't major, but it was significant enough that the vessel had to only use one engine transiting from Wrangell to Ketchikan. That put the vessel behind schedule, and then when they arrived Ketchikan, they were able to repair the part overnight and then continue on their schedule.
The ferry left Ketchikan on Monday about 12 hours behind schedule. That will delay port calls until next Tuesday, December 20th. Woodrow says no stops are being canceled. The Matanuska carries up to 450 passengers and 85 vehicles. The 400-foot-long ship is more than 50 years old. The Skagway Borough received a letter this month from the Alaska Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. The letter lets the borough know that a $10 million state legislative grant for city dock improvements is set to lapse in about 6 months on June 30, 2017. The letter asks the borough for a progress update on the grant. Using the funding has been trickier than the borough anticipated. That's because the plan for dock improvements was contingent on a lease extension with the White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. A public vote rejected the lease in the fall of 2015. Since then, the Borough Assembly has struggled to make progress on port renovations. After the lease vote last year, the borough asked the state for a one-year extension on the grant, which was approved. At that time, the balance was about $7 million. The Assembly may decide whether to ask for another extension at its meeting this week. Also on the meeting agenda is a request for engineering design proposals for the Skagway Senior Center and housing facility. A $6 million bond for the project was narrowly approved by voters in October. The vote's slim margin caused some debate at the last Assembly meeting about what the RFP should include. The Assembly will also continue its discussion on municipal land sales. At the prompting of Assemblyman Orion Hansen, the borough is exploring what property it might open for sale. The meeting is set for Thursday at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. In the past year, Haines has seen a rise in mobile businesses, like food trucks and pop-up stores. A committee formed over the summer to make recommendations about how these businesses should be integrated into borough code. This week, the Mobile Commercial Business Committee voted in favor of a less restrictive approach. The committee's conclusion was simple: treat businesses the same whether they operate out of a trailer or a building on Main Street. They voted 3-1 to recommend mobile business owners follow existing code for operating a business. That means being licensed by both the borough and the state. Chamber of Commerce President Kyle Gray was the only committee member opposed. He came into the meeting with a suggestion from the chamber. That is, mobile businesses be required to pay some sort of additional fee.
And in lieu of property tax was talked about a lot, you know, that there was a certain value placed on a mobile structure, you know, having, you know, like a 1% or even just a flat, like $250 a year or something of the sorts for mobile commercial structures.
He said the chamber didn't think a nominal fee would be too demanding and it would help prevent mobile businesses from gaining an unfair advantage.
We want to see more business. We want to see more businesses start up. We want to make it easy for them, and mobile structures are an easy way to get in.
Right.
But they also want to see that the competition level is fair, that it's not, that there isn't any, like, you know, an unfair competitive advantage that a mobile structure might have versus, you know, a brick-and-mortar type store.
Haines resident and business owner Doug Olrud said in most circumstances, he doesn't see mobile businesses threatening existing stores.
Do people really think that somebody in a mobile trailer is competing with a brick-and-mortar?
it seems like a totally different experience and a totally different business model than a brick and mortar.
Several committee members were uncomfortable with the idea of placing an extra burden on mobile proprietors. Here's Diana Lapham.
The people that are in these trailers are basically trying to get a foothold into a more permanent business. They cannot afford at this point in time to get out there and put money that they don't have into something.
Nell Jergelite-Green and Lori Smith agreed. They don't want to see an additional cost.
I am, at this point, having difficulty accepting another fee for them. I think when we left the last time, we were leaning toward, well, they're a business, they have to follow all the local business criteria that needs to be met. Yeah, I'm uncomfortable with yet another fee.
I'm a little uncomfortable as well. If this is truly someone that is just starting up and just testing the climate before they look around town and come and get a loan from you to purchase a building, and how can we make it fair?
Lapham said the committee should be less restrictive now, since the group's recommendation is only the first step in integrating mobile businesses into borough code.
They should not be held any differently than anybody else right now, because when the time comes, they will be.
And she said these businesses could add a positive influence on the community.
These things are fun. They are a lot of fun. In Juneau downtown in the summertime, it's an eating mecca.
The committee's recommendation did not include keeping a physical distance between mobile and brick-and-mortar businesses, something they discussed at a previous meeting. Their recommendation will now go to the Assembly for review. A better way for Haines to deal with solid waste? A working group will tackle that question starting next week. Right now, residents are left to their own devices to dispose of solid waste. Most people haul trash to a private disposal business called Community Waste Solutions. The idea for the solid waste working group came about after a couple Borough Assembly Commerce Committee meetings. At the first meeting in August, they discussed an ordinance from 2014 that would have regulated the management of solid waste. Former Assembly member Deborah Schnabel, who helped draft the proposal, explained the details. She said each resident would pay a fee or tax for solid waste services.
The borough then contracts with a hauler to pick up and dispose of the solid waste. It can be done in different ways in different zones. So, like, you'd probably have a pickup required in the townsite service area. But maybe outside the townsite service area, you might have a drop-off.
People opposed to this idea say the current system encourages good habits, like recycling and composting. But others say it motivates bad behavior, like illegal dumping of trash in the water or woods. The Solid Waste Committee may decide to revisit the old ordinance or go in a different direction. Assemblymember Margaret Friedenauer will serve as a non-voting member on the committee. At a meeting in September, she said this is a discussion worth having.
I'm not used to living in a town that doesn't have a solid waste plant. Like, I've never lived somewhere where it's not a utility and I don't pay for solid waste in my taxes or as a fee, and I'm surprised. Like, is it a problem? I think that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Pending assembly confirmation, the other members on the Solid Waste Committee are Stephanie Scott, representing Tokchinook Watershed Council, Melissa Aronson from Haines Friends of Recycling, Sally Garten from Community Waste Solutions, Riley Kaczynski from the Chamber of Commerce, and Diana Lapham, Jeremy Stevens, and Philip Reeves representing the general public. Borough Facilities Director Brad Ryan is another non-voting member. The group's first meeting is Monday at 3 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.